Yeah.
You're recording me, aren't you? I'm telling you not to call me again.
They've all been drinking Theme Crush, Al.
Yes, apparently.
What are the effects of the Theme Crush drink itself?
It makes you break dreams.
Much like the break wind of the...
Yes, the break wind of the break dreamers often clogs these busy mall arcades, causing merchants to get out on the sidewalk and fuss and fume at the blocked aisles and the lack of customers.
And they often, what they do, they use what they call the dancing flame, and I think that's really...
Oh, I see, and then just how do they carry the flame about the park?
Exactly, that's
it's
the problem.
It's a giant match.
Scientists have been trying to decide this problem for years.
Here they are now.
This is Mission Control. Roger, you're 13013.
Well, I don't think there is any question about it. This sort of thing has cropped up before. It can only be attributable to...
The Self-Genius Hour of Swatch!
Roger, you're 13013.
Well, first of all, I bring a personal message from Dr. Howell.
Do you believe that Hal has genuine emotions?
Well, he acts like he has genuine emotions. But as to whether or not he has real feelings is something I don't think anyone can truthfully answer.
It's working now. I can't believe it. It's actually... It wouldn't start. It was stuck. Unbelievable.
By changing it, I smashed it, which is good for cassettes, meaning to be whacked on the side.
Well, I tried this other cassette on it. Let's try it with this cassette. Another call, okay? Well, it's working now.
Well, Bob Dobbs is a real nice guy. Send a dollar to the P.O. box, he'll get you high. Yeah, Bob Dobbs is a real nice guy. Send a buck to the box and he'll get you high.
We make faster.
The box number is 140306.
140306.
Dallas, Texas.
306.
75306.
214.
304.
Hello, caller.
Something has happened in the motorcade.
Oh, yes.
Something, I repeat,
believe I can see Arnold Palmer showing up.
You mean he's alive?
Something did happen. No, he's not alive.
Temporarily.
Not for long.
Oh, well, how do you communicate with him? How do you communicate?
Communicates quietly. Foot gland. Have you been glandscaped?
Which I think he's practiced a great deal since.
Have you been glandscaped? Excuse me.
I see.
Let's see if I can get it right.
Oh,
yes, sir. Teddy.
Bobby.
Johnny. John. They're all here.
This will be the Kennedy Hour. We will be here with all the Kennedy family, dead and alive, for later interviews. Any of you with political-oriented questions can call in here at the KPFA hotline. Just phone 848-4425 and talk to
that's right. And ladies and gentlemen,
talk to a Kennedy.
I'm most honored at this point to say that we will be going to camera one on the floor live.
This is Reverend Stang down on the floor at the Devival. Stylex, I think, is about to play. Here they are, Stylex. That was Stylex, friends, doing Wiggle While You Work. Hey. You can get more about that and from that at StylexOhio.com. Before that, we heard Glass Madness doing that Ancient Bob song on the Ancientist Puzzling Evidence show from the year of 1983. Friends, our theme tonight is used slack. Ruminations on slack to chew on like a brain cud.
How do you get more slack?
That's, you see, I can't tell you that. You figure out what slack is for you and then get more of that. What would you call slack? I hesitate to say this because I've said it so many times. To the conspiracy of the normals, that's everybody who's not in the Church of the Subgenius, and you guys. The conspiracy of the normals wants everybody to have the same idea of what slack is, which they show on television commercials constantly. Your team just won the game, everybody's good looking, you're kind of rich, or at least really cool, and most importantly, you've got Miller Lite beer. Or something. Other people, you know, go, oh, that's the stupid pink conspiracy of straight people's idea of slack. We know that real slack is watching music videos and smoking marijuana. And others, you know, that movie Slacker came out. Now, that was an after-the-fact thing. And that's not the kind of slack we're talking about. In that slack comes to mean, like it did in World War I, laziness, shirking, just hiding out, sitting on your ass, generally not being productive. Whereas the kind of slack that Bob's talking about might be, for some people, it might be really hard work, like the obsessive compulsive rock chipping. That's slack for some of us. For me, that's kind of the way it is. I really like to have too much going on and be really busy. But everybody's got a different idea. You know, bird watchers have different kind of slack idea than compulsive masturbators. I can promise you. I can vouch for that. And I don't know any bird watchers offhand, but I'm pretty sure. Offhand. She taught me that how to do stupid things. You know, so really, we're not going to tell you what slack is. That's the difference between this cult and all the other ones. The other ones tend to have a very dignified and profound and serious approach to ecstatic happiness. And we just have a really sloppy approach to it, and it's extremely vague, and we're... Our religion is based on hypocrisy, folks. Don't ever, if you ever catch us being consistent, oh, I don't know what to tell you to do. Kill me. Bob, but the Buddha said if you meet the Buddha on the highway, then you should kill him. And Bob said something like that. But there are people who think they're Bob running around there, and you should go ahead and kill them. If it's really Bob, he's like a Daffy Duck. He'll come back with band-aids on. But if it's a false boss,
slack is dollar bills. Slack is drugs. Slack is a warm home. Slack is the car you drive. Slack is the job you do for money. Slack is that which the conspiracy stole from you.
They don't love you, Bob. They don't love you, Bob! They don't love you like I do!
Care.
Slack salesman is here.
Slack!
Now you're Slack! You Slack!
Look good.
New Slack!
Your very own.
All sorts of Slack!
New Slack!
Every kind of Slack imaginable!
Slack!
Slack from the other side of the world! For sale by the great king of Slack, Reverend Bill T. Miller. Friends, there's tons more Bill T. Miller mixes at BillTMiller.com or also at KingofSlack.com.
Now, once the Yucatizma has been evocated, and once the energies have started to flow through you, you've become to the centering of the sea. Not the being, but the sea. And the visualization of the true work. The one thing you want to do so badly. And now with the injection of this each force that you have received through the regulation of the cash flow and the evoking of the yakatismic forces and the true aesthetic beauty life-death force of the universe is coursing through your veins, we now look at our work and go through it. Plan every step of it, every facet of it, until there it is, crafted, polished, completely, perfectly assembled, a great jewel of something, of some great expression that we've wanted for so long. And we focus it, we examine it, we look at it, holding it there with the energy from it feeding back to us from us as it is us and we are it, and then we blow it all off. That's right, friends. At that moment, we just blow it all off. We snuff it out. We throw it away. We say, yeah, well, that could be done. Could be done. Could be done exactly that way. I know I can. And so what? Why should I? When you blow something like that off, the slack. It doesn't trickle in, friends. It surges in. It's a great injection of slack into your life. Yes.
Do you like people?
No, I don't.
Do you like all kinds of people?
No, I don't.
That's wonderful. Do you like adult films and other visual materials?
I'm looking for a book on television.
Steadily expanding direction.
I think we can help you.
You do? That's good. There exist a number of positions. You will find that there can be great variety and interest, but you will be rewarded with real pleasure television. People like you on wheels.
Did you get me that material on the sternocleidomastoid and the zygomatic head of the quadratus labiae superioris?
Yes, doctor. Here it is.
Oh, thank you, nurse. Pleasure Work by Norell Pref there, friends. And you can cop whole albums of Norell Pref at HeavyConfetti.com. Yes, HeavyConfetti.com, friends. You can put that in your pipe and smoke it.
You can put it in your pipe. Now some people say, oh, but Reverend Stang, what about Bob's pipe? What's he smoking in there, Reverend Stang? That must be marijuana. That's what Slack's really all about, getting high and sitting around on your ass all day, not having a job. That's the pink boy dumbass version of Slack, my friend. That is the dumbass version of Slack. The dumbass version of Slack is, I'm a slacker, dude. I just sit on, I don't need, I work as bad because friends, for some of us, slack is being as alert and aware as you can possibly be, and keeping in that awareness the thought that you are indeed smarter than those other dumbasses around you who are trying to out-yell me. You can't, because you don't have an amplified microphone. You can't be as dumb as Bob, because your face has not been mimeographed and Xeroxed and put up in as many places as his has. Again, you may doubt to the polished ears of the modernist or the liberal or the conservative, you might say, well, that don't make no damn sense. Praise fucking Bob! And then you say, well, Reverend Stang, what about sex? I've heard sex is slack, or slack is sex, or something like that. How often is sex really slack for you, my friend? How often do you achieve the ultimate ooze squirt that was put in your head before you were born, but the conspiracy sort of kind of been monkeying with it a little bit? Made you look at those TV commercials, those billboards, and those magazine ads, those Playboy magazines, and somehow all them, if you notice, all those girls look the same. All those guys kind of look the same. If you were an alien, they'd sure look the same. And so how do you know if you have the ooze squirt, the pure sex feeling that Bob and God and evolution put into your head? How do you know? You don't know, friends. You don't know until you have emptied yourself of all that conspiracy programming. And that doesn't mean studying the Word of Bob, buying the videotapes, reading the books. Of course you have to do all that. But then you have to flush every bit of it out of your mind, because your mind is a toilet that the conspiracy has been shitting in. Yes, the conspiracy has been shitting down your brain hole. Mine too. I'm not saying I'm in any better shape than anybody else here. As a matter of fact, I got a cold. I'm hallucinating. I'm half fucking crazy. And that's when I'd be healthy. But I'm not Bob on the brain, my friend.
My shorter per savior. My shorter per savior. My shorter savior. My shorter per 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 savior.
Al-Qaeda Changes Its Tune by Ed Fred. And now Dr. Onan Canobite on the road.
It doesn't matter if you're a vegetarian or if you eat hamburgers or if you're something else. You know, a lot of subgeniuses have been on the Slatkin's diet lately, the only raw meat diet. And it's true, they've lost weight, if that's what they wanted. Others have gained weight, if that's what they wanted. The Slatkin's diet adjusts to your needs and your goals, even before you knew you had them. A lot of subgeniuses have been on the Slatkin's diet, since before they were born. How is that possible? Send $1.
And you ain't heard the last, Ernest T. Bass.
Yes, friends, we all make mistakes. If we were like Bob, we'd make $1 million every time we made a mistake. But if we were like Bob, we'd be as lucky as Bob. And friends, I'm sorry, but he's Bob and we're just us. That's why we worship him. And isn't he a great person to worship? Because it's not like he's going to show up and make sure you're worshiping him right. The great thing about Bob is you can be alone with Bob. When you're with Jesus, you're not alone. Jesus is still breathing down your neck. He's still wondering whether you've been sinning or not. When you're with Santa Claus, you're not alone. He knows whether you've been bad or good. Bob does not care whether you have been bad or good. Bob does not care about your sins. Bob came and comes again and again to justify and excuse your sins, such as they are. Most of your sins are, you know, you feel so guilty about that bad thing you did. Man, everybody in this room did that same bad thing. Bob is not impressed unless you come up with a new bad thing that no one else has ever thought of before. Then maybe that's what we call slack, among other things. Oh, huh.
That's the way we like it here at beautiful WCSB at Cleveland State University.
Yes, the most noble college station in the world, except for the other college stations that carry this show, such as beautiful WREK in Atlanta, the strongest of all the southern potent power college stations.
The rising banner of the New South, not a flaccid whore of the old Confederacy.
Oh, they do have a flaccid whore.
Oh, well, of course.
These are the stations that carry the Hour of Slack. And friends, we're coming up on Hour of Slack number 1,000. Yes, there have been this is Hour of Slack number 990. Soon we will come up to Bob's number 999. And then finally, yes, the conspiracy will fold in half when we reach the magic number of 1,000 hours of
Hey, Chico, what you going to do with your slack?
I'm going to go after that Blondie guy. I'm going to cut him.
I'm going to cut
Blondie. And then I'm going to get him.
Chiquita, what are you going to do with your slack?
I'm going to get him with my badge, man.
I think I'm going to go and buy some hot chocolate.
Hey, do you have any stinking badges? I need
some chocolate.
Chocolate if you can find me some stinking badges, man. I need some stinking badges.
Well, just take a look at these ones here. See, these were recently removed from a man's groin area. An elderly man's groin area. An elderly incontinent.
Oh, I see.
Yes, incontinent man's groin area.
Badges.
And these came from a small child's. Well, let's overlook this child. Let's move on to the next child, please.
That child was not radio friendly.
No.
No, that was not a radio-friendly child you were talking about.
Friendly sunspots or any sort of mechanism which flies through the air. You cannot hear her, you cannot feel her. She's like, I don't know, like an anti-radio wave. Perhaps it is more like an anti-V. Anti-V.
Anti-radios. The silent radio signal, friends. Yes, sandwiched between the layers that you can hear and the carrier signal. There is a third signal, the Dobbs signal, that is getting through to you and imparting to you a sense of the slack you already
had, my friend.
You had that slack, and you will have more slack if you turn up the radio. Let this voice enter your third nostril, and let the essence of the slack power well up within you from within your well-swollen gonadial areas.
Millions of them smelling the slack as they come over the mountain were saved.
You will be like the badge of an elderly groined man.
Oh, Jeanette was saved. The subgenia here.
Subgenia?
They just.
Does his name appear
like
in the Book of Life, Lord? Nay. Cast in then into the lake of fire, for the Lord is not slack concerning slackness.
Let's see here. We've got Williams Terrence, Clarence Barons, Herons, 2972. Terrence Williams, 2972, C3000. Oh, he was convicted and found guiltless of wearing a blank yellow page. He said, I'm writing a book and you fill in the pages. Here we are on page 3. Mr. Williams says, in his own eloquent way, he says, Bob Dobbs has given me more slackluster and flavor than I've ever experienced in my entire life. By the time I'm ready to go, I've already gone twice each day. And I don't have to eat bran, it eats me. Not much for sins, but hey, a good way to go.
The prune.
The almighty prune.
Eschew ye not the prune. Plums. Yeah, right, whatever.
And do not sniff at the dried baboon. And don't make sniffy faces. The dried baboon is
Bob's laying down a bunch of rules, so now we can't sniff a baboon's purple.
Those are not Bob's rules. Those are my rules.
Those are the rules of God, as expressed in the mathematical number of pi.
And here are some.
The true name of God is 216 letters hidden within pi. I read that in a book somewhere, saw it in a movie or something. And speaking of pie, how late is that Baker's Pie place open? I'm getting hungry.
No pie.
We hate pie.
Pies make her bad, Bye.
Tonight is a pro-papal anti-pie show. We deal with deviated septima. Unless they are septic. Duodenal arches. We like to climb them. All right?
Thank you.
This is a recording. It will not be repeated. Thank you.
Thank you. These are the forces. This is the power.
And this is 658-6928.
Now what? Bills. What is the most potent invocation you can have against the conspiracy? .. or kill me. Say it.
Kill me now.
And close your eyes and feel.
Go ahead, please.
You can't say on the radio.
On this call, we'd like you to use the TOP.
Okay, what? I feel like 658-6928.
Here I am having a feeling that I'm not supposed to have. This is a good time to stop this tape.
Go ahead, please.
Where's my money? Bye.
Man, I better do that. I was butt naked, laid me off.
Paul here. Oh, of course. Hey, puzzling. It's Puzzle. The Color Xerox place knows around. I'm going to call Lies and see if he can tell me the truth about your location.
I'm calling you again about your fly. I really need it as soon as possible. Please. Thank you. Bye.
underneath the atom bomb, okay, Doug? I gotta go now. They're coming, Doug, okay? Come, Doug.
I want $2,000 off list or just kill me!
You have reached. All our lines are busy. As soon as one of our lines is free, you will be connected with today's curse. Thank you for waiting.
He or she is a slimy-sided, frog-mouthed, silt-eating slug with the brains of a turtle.
Thank you for calling, you pathetic, cringing little milksop.
This is a recording.
In the name of Bob, I demand that you hang up on me right away.
Thanks to Dr. Phineas Narco for providing those cuts and clips that were by Puzzling Evidence and Dr. Howell and Bob Nelson and Gary Gabrogfran and all the rest of us old-timers. And now, Hell Pope Huey.
Actually, you're closer to the core of true Slack than most. By sitting and bitching about it and not chasing it, Slack can come to you in its true form, unadulterated. If you chase a cat bellowing, "Come here, you little bastardo, I want to pet you!" The only portion of a cat you will experience is the egg it will lay on your pillow for your disruptive screeching. However, if you dab a little tuna on your chin and lie there on the couch passively grumbling about your imagined lacks in life, why, sure as anything, that cat will come up and lick you right on the chin. That tuna is your Yeti hood. That cat is Bob, and the effect of that licking is pure Slack. Going out among the pinks is a wretched thing on its own, but when used in its proper form as the psychic slide rule for divining the spaces between crap and shinola, it can refine your sacred laziness and generate for you all the tuna you can stand. Of course, if you just leave it in the can, screw you, I did my part. After all, we have a fake president, faked enemies, fake patriotic gusto with balsa wood underpinnings, fake food, fake heroes, fake love, and fake Chinese dildos that fall apart after the fourth porking. So I'll be really, really amused when one of those giant tripods steps on George and squishes him like in Bambi meets Godzilla. Huey M. Do happy, happy, joy, joy, dance them very muchly, yes, Mim Sahib.
Thank you.
Tom and Joe, friends, did those old cucumbers and also did the background music that I've been using behind the credits on this show. You can only know of Tom and Joe by writing them, email them at bdborculo@yahoo.com. That's bdeborculo, bdborculo@yahoo.com for Tom and Joe. Before that, we heard COG, or Consortium of Genius, doing Destroy from the album In COG We Trust. You can learn more of that at consortiumofgenius.com. And now...
You're trying to do too much. I love trying to do too much. Too much is so fucking much better than not enough, friends. Because, you know, it is, every single one of us is going to die. And as that great Dutch sub-genius Jeroen van Braam said, you have to shout and make a lot of noise or whatever, because when you die, you shut up like hell. And that's why we say, that's why Bob says, friends, you got to learn to pull the wool over your own eyes. Sure, you still are blind, but at least it's your wool. How much is your wool worth? Wow. How can you buy slack at Woolworths?
Hell no!
Well, actually, I'm sure somebody can. Somewhere there's a person whose idea of slack is something that they might be buying at Woolworths in the next few days. We don't know. Only Bob knows that. And the great thing about it is, he doesn't care. You are completely free of any guilt trips or... Bob just ain't judgmental. You've noticed it's not called the Church of the Genius. Have you noticed that? Called the Church of the Sub-Genius. It's not that we're not proud. It's that we believe that the conspiracy has defined intelligence for thousands of years, so that now the definition of an intelligent person, that's your limp dick no-nuts college professor that hasn't got his rocks off in 15 years, but he made better grades than you, so therefore he's more intelligent. Or Bill Gates, who made more money than anybody else. Does that prove intelligence? Of course not, you know that. Then what we're talking about in the Church of the Subgenius is not intelligence, but sense, common sense, sense of humor, and dollars and cents. Now, Reverend Carter LeBlanc was up here trying to get, he was talking about the dollars and cents. He wants you to go back to that table and get yourself ordained so that you can do marriages, divorces, funerals, and all that bullshit. It actually is fun. But that intelligence stuff, friend, when was the last time being smart got you laid? Huh? Actually, it's about the only thing that ever got me laid.
These are not wax dummies, incidentally, ladies and gentlemen. These are real suffering souls who paid the full price for a refusal to understand the true meaning of female. You may now open your eyes. The UFOs are there.
This is a recording.
Bob was there to watch each dropping of each coprolite from each dinosaur sphincter. Bob saw. Bob sees now. Bob always will see. And if it is not superfluous to add,
the only faith that promises.
It may sound like we're endorsing the worst kind of conspiracy behavior. No, you only do these terrible things to get what you need.
Each caller hears a different thing.
Well, it's my own idea.
Oh, now the caller's turned into a little dog playing the drums.
Sphincto's dead. Yes, it's Mimi Kong's show now. That's right. We're trying to bring him back. We just don't have enough juice.
Sphincto is dead, but Schmutz.
I better send more money.
Yes. Dr. Hal, how do we get the monster back to Earth?
Well, pure neutronium.
And now the neutronium is rolled down to the street level, where the peasants will begin to eat it and then kiss the queen, giving her the power of the neutronium.
Yes, this neutronium, the densest substance known in the physical universe, is going to be the basis of an entire new review scale, which all of our foreign dignitaries, as well as the president and his charming wife, will ascend in just 25 short minutes, as the subgenius floats continue in this parade of parades on the year of surprises. And here, moving at faster than sound,
what's happened
giant
to them?
Transports in a transport.
Come on, leave him on.
Dear God, please don't let a stray Rottweiler chew off my genitals, and don't let my arms be pulled off by a threshing machine. Don't let me crash from a freeway, mangling my legs and causing massive irreparable brain damage, paralyzing me for life so I can't move, clean myself, or go to the bathroom normally. Don't let me be stabbed in the head or be captured by a sadistic serial killer who tortures me in his basement. Don't let my building collapse in a horrific earthquake, trapping me, all my bones broken and split, smothered so that I can barely breathe, my life slowly seeping out of me. Please, God, keep my skin from burning. Don't let me go blind. Don't let me be shot, slashed, or bludgeoned to death. Don't let any of my organs fail on me. Don't let my bones snap for any reason. Don't let my skull be fractured or my eyes get accidentally punctured. Don't let anyone I love die or get sick. Don't let me become homeless. Don't let me lose all my possessions. Don't let me be arrested or executed or tortured. Don't let me be raped or assaulted. Don't let me be hit by a car. Don't let me get liver cancer. Don't let me get old and sick and helpless. And just don't let anything bad happen to me. Please. And in exchange for this, I will try to be a better person.
Dear God by Phineas Narco. More from Phineas Narco can be had, a lot more, at nationalcynical.com.
That's from National Cynical Radio. Also, Phineas has kept and preserved these ancient Dr. Howell and Puzzling Evidence cuts that we heard earlier from KPFA in Berkeley, the ancientest of all subgenius radio shows, even older than Hour of Slack, which is coming up on episode number 1000. Remember to send in your comments for that show, friends. And now, Fernandinandi Lemur's PR News.
From PR News in Washington, in a bombing and shooting attack on Saturn's largest moon. The European Space Probe said it would not retaliate after a meeting with a U.S. delegation in North Korea and Indiana. President Bush wants $500 to spite more than 5 million low-income students. Bush says he'll ask to be explored by spacecraft.
Emails.
North Korea says they beat and humiliated them for PR News. Spain's Basques have officially presented a plan for making a soft landing on PR News, Washington.
From PR News in Washington, I'm the man who pulled out a gun and began to run for president. The Walt Disney Company has announced that the firm's standing in the way of a possible power-sharing deal between Catholics and PR News in Washington.
From PR News in Washington, I'm trying to regain the momentum that brought down PR News. The Walt Disney Company has announced that they brought Peter Pan to the jail in the Philippines. The legal team says he would be transferred elsewhere to be tortured. And now an official reports from London.
There's been military action against PR News, symbolic status quo.
Thousands of PR News in Washington. From PR News in Washington, I'm sticking a gun in her side and tying her up to slowly lower PR News while at the same time making room for more PR News. 6-10-7-2-2-44.
Yes, you've entered the listener zone.
Yes, in the listener
you're one of the listeners.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, hello, you're on the air.
Oh, yes. Did you want to hear Too Young to Date?
I want to know everything I possibly can about Bob. Tell me about it. I must know more about this mysterious Bob.
That was a really bad. This studio's slanting a bit. Oh, the gas! If you're in a canoe and you don't have that paddle that you need, don't worry about it. Don't sweat it.
The paddle is in the bottom of the canoe.
There are lots of songs you can sing, things like that. Things are nice, pretty, you know.
People are trying to find,
don't worry about
like
it.
To call adult.
Because, I mean, the problem is, you probably haven't thought intensely enough about the problems future that you have at this time. Yes, and how much time do you have left?
I can't think anymore.
It's 3:30, and you can't think anymore.
Down, yeah.
Why, they didn't even announce they were going to test today.
No! Skull farmers! Now they're testing the skull farmers again.
Rising sun! We'll play Wagner!
Being a driver in his panic, climbing his brakes on and causing him.
Yes. Showing them how to breathe now. What was that? There they go. Teams of doctors off to the different heliopads to answer your needs at this hour in Berkeley.
This program is
right
a
here on this program.
I glanced about me and then I saw a great whale of fright overcoming Target City.
Jacks are better to open.
This is Conrad, red alert. This is not a test. This is an alert. Take cover immediately, everyone. I repeat, this is not a test. This is Conrad. Take cover immediately. We are under attack.
How quiet it was under attack.
Finally found the following one.
This was real.
Wait a minute. The show. Wait a minute. I'm not asleep. I'm really on the show.
Take cover immediately.
What's happening?
I wouldn't know.
Okay. Listen, then we've got to find out what's happening. Read the map or something. Stop. Stand up. So put that cigarette out. This is time to think. Here, light up a cigarette. Here, relax.
I brought it.
I don't know.
With the pen of mirth.
They said all of Berkeley was invited down here to start a show. So we're all lined up outside the station here, and we each get 2 minutes on the show. They'll get their 2 minutes, too. Everybody gets time on the show.
I suddenly wanted to be with my family.
I understand. Well, they're farther back in the line.
And
nothing to get excited about. It's just a show.
People in their raving and panic use her body as a stepping stone to climb over vehicles. But I saw men and women seized with absolute desperation, being trampled to death.
Yeah, I saw it too, at Dock Stop.
Cracking of ribs.
Trying to get away from the music. The music was so horrible, so bad. People running in all directions.
Their shrieks were wild.
Doing
and
anything they could to stop the music. Stop the music. And they watched for all those people who were... We're buying lots of postage stamps at once in suspicious amounts, of course, and mailing lots of large boxes that had radios in them. They couldn't focus on any one thing. Hello? No, I'm just trying to send this to Dallas. No, it's not. The voice is not coming from inside the box. Let go of my box!
Yeah.
Hiya.
Hello? I think I'm just one of these tapes you're playing.
No.
No, you're one of the tapes we're playing. We're really here.
Look, buddy. We can't be talking to you if you're going to be calling us up and ask us questions.
If you're not sure, then you have.
Not sure.
You're not sure you called us? Okay, well then you have.
Some really old puzzling evidence from the 80s, thanks to Phineas Narco for preserving that.
Now next, Dobbs is asked if he is a traitor.
Dobbs has embarked on an anti-trade tirade.
Too greedy, too vile, unnecessarily adversarial.
Now it's interesting listening to Dobbs. He's a pro-capitalist component. He's not really a capitalist. Dobbs, in some ways, he's so caught in this illusion of the ruling class. Dobbs says, when Dobbs is talking about don't put the middle class competing with the third world, let's check out what Dobbs has to say. Dig this. Let's see how Dobbs responds to this whole process. Dig this. Dobbs is further advanced on this particular issue than you are. Now, what's interesting in part about this is that, while Dobbs is right on, some of these issues about as far as what is happening, let's check out what Dobbs has to say. Dig this.
Mars needs women. Mars needs women.
When Dobbs speaks by Norrell Pref. More about that at heavyconfetti.com. For more about Dobbs himself, though, friends, the best place to go is www.subgenius.com. Yes. Background music is by Devo.
No, you sit in the middle.
Well, I'm sitting in the middle.
Who says you were driving?
I am driving.
I'll get in the back then.